Welcome back to In Depth. Got a third interview kicking off right now, talking about a really wonderful event been going around annually for a long time in this area, the Great Reno Balloon Races. And Executive Director Pete Copeland is in the studio along with Kelsey Ravenscroft, which I mentioned is an awesome name. And you're the event coordinator. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Pete, let's go to you. How long have you been the director of this shindig?
You know, I'm in my eighth year. God, that's hard to believe. I'm in my eighth year already.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how long has it been going on total? I can't remember.
This will be our 37th year flying already.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Long time.
How did this even come about?
You know, it's funny because we do get that question asked a lot, and we were actually born out of the air race, the championship air races, and it was a side event during, you know, flights at the air races, and it was so popular amongst the fans that the forefathers at the time said, you know, why don't we do a little balloon event between Labor Day weekend, which was the state fair at the time, and their event, which was 2 weeks later, and said, let's do a little event right here in this weekend, and Allah, here we are.
It's 37. Been growing and growing.
Crazy
growth. It's insane.
Yeah, yeah. We were 20 balloons when we first started.
And now we're...
And about 20 people.
20 people, yeah, exactly. One for each balloon.
Right,
but
right.
Where are we at now? Balloon-wise.
Well, we try to keep it... We could be 150 balloons if we wanted to, but we keep it just under 100 just to, so we can fly safe, and that's a good number for that
facility.
No,
that's a smart idea.
Yeah. And it's expensive. I mean, it's a free event to the community, but it's expensive to put on, so...
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to stay within your limits.
Right.
But how is there anything that's changed? Kelsey, if you want to jump in with this event this year, anything you're adding or anything?
You know, what we try to do is enhance what we do, make the experience better. We do have a few new things happening on our preview day, but our big thing is to make our glow shows better, make our dawn patrols better, make those experiences better, bring in new special shapes. Our fans want to see new special shapes. We have that happening this year. And then new teardrops, the beautiful patterns that come in on the balloon. So it's new balloons, it's different balloons, it's old favorites, and new shapes.
All right. Very cool. Kelsey, going to you, what's the experience been like trying to set up this thing?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. Last year, I was actually the intern. And so just for a couple months over the summer, I got to see going into the event. And then this year, now as event coordinator, it's a whole new world. I mean, just all of the different entities that we deal with throughout and getting to work with so many different people and around the community, it's been a lot of fun.
And where do you get, I mean, I guess the talent, so to speak, for this? Like, where do these balloons come from?
All over the world.
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly the United States and the western part of the United States, because Albuquerque being the, you know, the birthplace, really. I mean, that's where Balloons Grand Central is. So we're close in proximity there, but all over the world.
And we pride ourselves on being an invite-only event for our pilots. We really want to try to find, you know, the safest pilots that we can, the most experienced pilots that we can.
Best of the best.
And so it's really great that we get to, you know, reach out to these pilots by invite only.
Very cool.
Yeah, and you know, to add on that is, you know, we're really considered one of the safest ballooning events in the world. I mean, we just, you know, knock on wood, but we go through unimaginable measures to make sure that we have the best pilots and it's the safest possible event.
Yeah, right on. And how many, I mean, it's a huge undertaking, so it's a lot of volunteers, I would imagine.
Absolutely, yeah. We have close to 200 volunteers.
Wow.
And then, like I was saying, just all the different entities, all the, you know, police that we have and fire and everybody else that's out there just to keep this event as safe as possible.
And a lot of sponsors?
Yeah, we have probably upwards of 80 sponsors. And, you know, again, if it wasn't for the sponsors, we wouldn't even have an event, because nothing of this size is free in the ballooning world. And we are the enigma. And the event promoters around the world just hate us because of it. So and every time I get that call, it just reinforces that. I love what we have. And we have a great event and the fact that it's free to this community. So, yeah, a lot of sponsors pay for this thing.
All right. Well, how can people find out more about it if they need to, website-wise?
Yeah, they can visit our website. It's renoballoon.com. We also have a Facebook page that we're getting a lot of activity on now. We always try to post a lot of updates on there.
Cool.
But definitely the website will have the most information.
Awesome. And we probably, in case people don't know, when and where and all that, just in case?
It is September 7th, 8th, and 9th at Rancho San Rafael Park.
All right. And what's kind of the schedule over those three? 3 days?
Each day it starts around 5 a.m. Okay. Friday we have the Super Glow Show, where we have around 30 balloons that will glow to choreographed music.
Oh, wow.
And then right after that, about 7 a.m., we'll do the Mass Ascension launch. And then Saturday and Sunday we have Dawn Patrol, which also takes place about 5 a.m., where we have six pilots that have special training in flying in the dark. And so they'll actually take off before the sun comes up. And then again, right after that, Mass Ascension.
All right. Very cool. Anything besides the balloons, or like, I don't guess, food trucks or
lots
available?
Of foods, lots of variety. You know, we try to create this whole Renaissance carnival, whimsical type of feel, so we can, you know, we've got craft booths out there, we've got food, we've got activities for the kids, we've got some music going on. I mean, it gets hot around 11, so we try to shut it down, but at that time, but you know, a lot of things. If you're coming out, go under our website, like Kelsey mentioned. There's a lot of tips on how to use the event and all the services that we can provide for the fan.
And then also maybe some parking directions.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gets so crowded.
Yeah.
Get there early.
And go to the website and look for where the general parking areas are, and you know, map out a plan before you head out.
Definitely a good idea. All right. Yeah. Anything we haven't touched on that you really want to hit?
You know, I will say one thing this year. You know, the Great Reno Balloon Race is a wonderful free event for the community, but we do a lot more in the community than just that event. And one of the things that we've done this year is we've partnered with Moms on the Run about breast cancer awareness.
Wonderful.
And we think it's a great nonprofit and a great partner for us. And so this year, what we're doing is we're asking everyone who's coming out to the park on Saturday to wear pink in support of Moms on the Run. And even if you're not going to make the event, you know, you're still going to be in the town that day. Let's show our wonderful community pride and sport some pink. And for you guys out there, pink is cool.
It is cool.
It is cool.
We're
allowed
to wear it, guys.
Right,
it's
right.
Fine.
Real men wear pink.
I know. Let's not get into that toxic masculinity stuff.
Right. Anyone can wear green.
Seriously, though. No, all right. Well, fantastic. That's a really wonderful kind of support for them that you're providing.
Thank you.
I want to thank you both for coming in, Pete and Kelsey from the Great Reno Balloon Races.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.